Hare Krishna. Here I am, out of the hospital, back at the Priti Deepak's home, where I came on the 21st of March in the morning, dropped off Radha Damodar, unpacked, put everything out, told them I'll be back tomorrow, and I came back 4 weeks later. Today's the 20th, so it was a month to this day that I actually left Toronto. But I'm here now, and it's beautiful weather outside. The sun is shining. I'm just waiting to go and sit in the garden, and a little cool though. But before we get back to having regular podcasts of Krishna conscious topics, I will just give a final health report so that devotees know that why I'm doing what I'm doing, or why I'm walking with a cane, or why anyway, just a little report. And that should really sort of assuage everyone's concerns. Basically, I am still with all of the complaints that I had in the hospital, out of the hospital, but the benefit is out of the hospital. With the exception of the fact that my double vision is gone, and that is a real blessing, because that was very disconcerting and very difficult to deal with, having to squint in order to see properly. So that's done. But and the original procedure for which I went in, now that was all completed yesterday, and everything appears to be working fine, working properly. I have water in my left ear, so if someone is standing to my left and talking to me, they have to speak loudly because I don't hear well in that ear. That's something to be dealt with in the future. Something that I've had before in the past, about 20 years ago, at which point I went to sometime later I went to had a little procedure to puncture the ears, and the side result of that was that since then I've had tinnitus, which is ringing of in the ears, and it's mild by comparison to what other people have when they have it badly. And it's something that I'm more aware of right now when I talk about. But still, it's a permanent fixture, something that's there. And based on the last 20 years, I assume it's not going to go away either. So I have I'll get back to that in a minute. I also have general sinus blockage, which was the cause of that, and it's something that was on my list, to-do list, once this whole prostate issue was completed and dealt with. That is something that, along with the hernia that I have, that I'm planning to go back again to the hospital for. If the blockage in my ear doesn't improve by then it may be that at least the ear doctor was proposing that have another punctured and just drain it off. But my concern is that the tinnitus won't get any worse. So I'm going to try some type of simple alternate things and then see where I am that would be scheduled for sometime in the future, once I sort of recover both physically and psychologically from all of these hospital stays and hospital things and ailments, maladies. And the kidneys are still not back to normal. That's something that I'm staying here in the UK until they do. And they're moving, but they're improving very slowly. In brief, the creatinine, which originally went up to almost 600, at which time doctors started talking about dialysis. Thank goodness we didn't get to that stage. It's going down, but it's going down very, very slowly. It's around 170. My pre-operation was 120. So until it does go down there, and we'll be doing regular blood tests, thank goodness I don't have to do it once a day or twice a day. Sometimes it was happening, but I'm just doing it once every 3 days. We'll see from that how that is improving, and once it's gone to normal and stays there, then I'll feel confident to move on, and I'm calculating that that will happen by the end of the month, at which time I will go back then to Hungary. Oh yes, because of this ear problem, I think because of the ear problem, maybe due to the kidney issue, I'm still not steady on my feet, and so I'm walking with a cane, and I'm walking slower than usual. And because of the water in my ear, I'm not flying back to Hungary, which is a pretty quick and painless way to go, but I'm going to go back by train with Sram Bihari, which is a 24-hour journey, nice train ride. I don't want to jeopardize it getting any worse, and until this ear thing really improves, I don't think I'm going to get on the plane. Of course, I have to go also back to Toronto. My plan is to go back to Hungary, stay there for I'll go back to Budapest, stay in Budapest until for about a week. And we have this European Communications Conference, which I was supposed to participate in. That participation may be decreased somewhat, but I still like to participate what I can and be there. Stay in Budapest for a week, and then I'll go out to the farm till the month of June. And then I still have to attend to my mother's will and finalize other things and bring her ashes back to the rose garden in the house in which I live. That was her will, that her ashes be placed there. So I need to attend to those things, and if possible on the way back, I stop by in London and have those two procedures. One is sinus, and the other, which is the hernia operation. But whether they should be done like that consecutively, or I should really wait and have a long break period between now and then, is still yet to be decided. So that's really the health update, hearing which I think devotees should have sufficient information as to where my situation is now overall. Well, being out of the hospital is certainly a psychological boost. I'm not back to normal, obviously, with all of these things. I don't know whether normal is going to be my normal situation. Let's see what Krishna has in store. But it'll be quite a while before these other issues are resolved properly. And the sensitivity of the kidneys is also something that I'm aware of. and which, therefore, I say, I don't know what normal necessarily means. It's something I'm going to have to be careful about. One thing I would like to, two things more, and then hopefully after this we can have podcasts on Krishna conscious topics rather than topics about the body and the health, which are not our prime focus, but in order to give the information that devotees want and to assuage others' concerns. So I'm discussing this in a little more detail than I have to date. Yes, two things. One is, thanks so much to all the devotees concerned and love and well wishes and cards and text messages, email messages that I received. They're really the only sustenance when we were in sort of the condition that I was in. Vaishnav Sangha is the only real medicine, and or the best medicine, let's put it that way. And although I was actually in the beginning, and especially when I was very, very dizzy, I couldn't really see devotees in person because concentrating on a conversation made me even dizzier. But over the last week, I had guests come, and that was very wonderful. The second thing is that the hospital care that I received, I'd just like to comment on that. I've been to many hospitals, thank goodness most of them is because I was visiting others, but over the last year I've been personally to more hospitals in the last year than in my whole life, but to speak up over the period of time and the duration that I have stayed in those hospitals. And originally, of course, this wasn't my plan to be here. I was going to do the whole procedure in Hungary, originally the prostate procedure in the beginning of January, and had I'd done that there, then all these other things would also have happened there. But because of two factors, one is that Hare Krishnadasi in Pundarik had for the last 20 years been paying a private insurance, health insurance for me, and the second was that in terms of timing for me to get to the Maipur meetings and everything in time. It was here that Sundarananda Prabhu, who was the disciple of Radhanath Maharaj and the top urologist of the UK, he was able to have the procedure at any time, which I would have had to wait a much longer time for. I wouldn't have been able to schedule going according to my schedule, put it that way. I would have had to go to according to doctor's schedule in Hungary. So I came here, and then therefore, when I had some slight complication with the scar tissue from the original procedure, I came back here for that smaller procedure, and then from that these other things came, and therefore all these other health issues that I mentioned, and a month later, I finally got out of the hospital. But of the many hospitals that I've been in, I've never been to a hospital where I received the type of VIP, I can just say royal treatment that I received here from nurses, doctors, cleaning staff, everything. It was really, really special. And I may do a podcast just on Sundarananda Prabhu, because he's really sort of rebuilt my faith in the medical profession, and because of his arrangement, how he organized and arranged things. That was his promise, that if I come here, he'll get everything to really happen. And it was just that, how he organized things. I'll give you a list of, I won't give the names, we make things longer, but just a list of my doctors. I had a GP who was also, so all of these are consultants, they're the best doctors. I had a GP who was there, I had Sunarananda Prabhu as a urologist, I had a second urologist who happened to be Hungarian, who's his student. I had a ear specialist, a eye specialist, a nephrologist, which is a kidney specialist, another house doctor who would come in, and also the specialist on the hernia. And that's not to speak of the other specialists and radiologists that Sunarananda Prabhu called in like at 2 o'clock in the morning when I had to go to Watford General. In addition to which, for instance, in all the procedures that I've had in the hospital, I have only male staff, which was very comforting for a sannyasi. The nurses who dealt with me for 95% of the time, they were all male nurses, and there was only minor things that I would have to depend on female nurses would sometimes come in when males were not available. But everyone was so kind and so accommodating, and the doctors, all of these doctors were coming in at all times of the day, every day. Treatment that I got, now I'm talking about medical treatment, Sunarananda Prabhu arranged things so that everything just happened bang, 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 one after another, and I have to wait for everything. Everything was there in the hospital. He would ensure that as soon as he wanted to know something or something needed to be done, then it happened immediately in some other place in Hungary. For instance, when I went to have my sinuses checked, and the doctor wanted a MRI, so it happened immediately. Something like that would have taken probably a month to schedule in Hungary, at least. Whereas here, it happened immediately. When he wanted to have a special type of MRA, vision of the kidneys, which didn't require any type of shadow, and then I had to go to another hospital, and Sunarananda just immediately arranged that. So this type of immediate medical care, not having to wait, that all the doctors, specialists, and these are the best doctors in the country, were all there. It was really extraordinary. So I arranged for Anuradha Devadasi. She made two huge, beautifully decorated chocolate cakes, and then I took them yesterday as I left. One was for the day staff, one was for the night staff, just as a token of thanks. And of course, we had lots of nice interchange. I was able to preach, distribute a lot of books, sold 2 Bhagavad Gitas for £10 a piece, aside from distributing a few others, and many, many chants and be happies, and tons of prasadam. Exceeding 100 at least. So Krishna was very, very kind. As it is, the whole thing was an ordeal, but in the circumstances and the place that I was in, and I've already described how nice a view I had from the room, and the room itself was a hotel room, really, not a hospital room. I couldn't have asked for any more. In fact, I wouldn't have asked for any more, because I didn't really quite imagine or conceive that this type of thing was available. And this is all really just thanks to Dr. Sundarananda. So that's it. That's the update. After this, we talk about Krishna and other types of Krishna conscious topics. And once again, thank you for all the devotees for standing by me, and Hare Krishna.